Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll be with you until 3 o'clock today and then back again tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. And guess what we'll be talking about tomorrow morning? The Redskins name debate. I just, believe it or not, I do have I'll have different questions tomorrow morning and topics about the same thing. That's what we spend our time now doing, is instead of talking about the football team and the hope for Dwayne Haskins and Terry McLaurin and Darius Geis and Riverboat Ron and Jack Del Rio and Chase Young and great front seven and can they get off the field on third down, we just spin the wheel. And just see what subject it's going to come up on. And in the middle is, you know, instead of like, what was that TV show? No Whammies. I wrote about it recently. Press Your Luck, I think it was. And you had like kind of like, I don't know if it was the Tasmanian Devil or whatever it was that would be in the middle. I mean, that's kind of like what we do around here. Is just think of 1,000 different ways to talk about the biggest story in D.C. sports, maybe in forever. And, you know, that's a shame that usurps what the Nationals did late last October. And certainly, obviously, we talked about that a lot. And we will, as the national season hopefully gets underway. You heard Miles talk about at the end of his show, and Vic just reminded me about the Astros dealing with some stuff. You know, I guess I could say nobody should feel bad for the Astros. Nobody wants to be affected by this. Nobody wants to be compromised by this. And if you have any heart whatsoever, you'd never wish ill will on anyone. And for anyone to have to deal with this and for anyone to be exposed to it or contracted to it. Because we still don't have full and complete knowledge of the long-term effect, even if you kick it. Like, for instance, right, you look here at home, two Nationals players. We don't know which ones yet, exactly. But two Nationals players tested positive. We know at least one Redskin player, Antonio Gandy-Golden, tested positive. We know a couple of Wizards players, Thomas Bryant, tested positive. And Gary Payton? Yeah, I think it was Gary Payton that tested positive. And that's just in our small little inner circle here of Washington, D.C. professional sports teams and athletes. Even if they kick it, even if they get past it, even if they are not suffering from heavy symptoms, right? What do they call that? Asymptomatic or whatever it is. Even if all that is true, just say someone has it and has moderate symptoms. We don't know the long-term effect. We don't know the long-term effect on lung capacity, breathing, whether they're more likely to get the flu, another strain of flu, another new thing that'll come up inevitably. We have no idea. So I can't sit here and tell you, ooh, serves them well. Somebody with the Astros organization who cheated their asses off, and maybe not this somebody particularly, the Astros organization cheated their asses off. Somebody there got COVID or got exposed to COVID, and now maybe potentially members of the Astros are exposed to COVID. I can't sit here and tell you, oh, serves them well. Serves them. I'm not that vicious. That's stupid. That's immature. Right? We shouldn't be wishing for anyone to get this. It would be like if I came on the radio or if somebody called on the radio or somebody wrote a tweet, and maybe they have, I don't know, and said, whoa, hope that Dak Prescott comes down with COVID. Really? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott already did. Right? And I don't know, maybe I missed it. Nobody should be happy about that. Because they play for the Dallas Cowboys? Bah. That's stupid. Hate the Cowboys all you want. Root against them all you want. Dislike them all you want. You can't, in any way, shape, or form, be happy that one got exposed or is dealing with or contracted the coronavirus at all. Same thing with the Astros. I mean, I understand everybody hates them because they cheated, again, their asses off. I got it. I understand it. I get it. You don't have to root for them. You don't have to like them. You can think they're phonies. Whatever you think from a sports context, don't anybody beat the band, celebrate, whatever, because somebody in their organization may have been exposed to it, was exposed to it, and then they may have exposed others to, who knows what the deal is and what the tentacles are on this thing. Don't ever, ever, ever root for that. That's silly. No matter how much you don't like the team, no matter how much you might not like a certain individual, because, again, we don't know the long-term effects. We know the short-term effects. We really don't know the long-term effects, if we're being totally honest. All right, this is 106.7 The Fan. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us. Coming up at 1 o'clock, my buddy Ed Kratz, who runs Eagle Maven for Sports Illustrated and SI.com, will join us after DeSean Jackson got in all sorts of hot water this week. We'll talk to him about that as well. He's putting together an all-preseason NFC East offense and defensive unit. We'll see how many Redskins players are on there, or are they Red Wolves players, or are they Warriors players, or are they Bravehearts players, or are they Washington FC players? You get the point. We still don't know, obviously, what this team is going to be named. We still don't know when they are going to get their new name. We're still not 100% sure if they're keeping the color scheme burgundy and gold forever. We don't know absolutely for certain, despite a report from Adam Schefter that in discussions about the new name, they're not keeping the imagery, the Native American imagery, which is absolutely correct. But we don't know if that absolutely includes the logo and the shield. Why? Because technically, by the letter of the definition, and I've checked with a couple of people on this, the definition and multiple definitions of imagery doesn't absolutely and only include an image or a logo or a shield or a picture, right? So that part is unclear. It's likely that it's a divorce from the name and the logo from any sort of Native American imagery, which is the absolute correct thing to do, which is what I've said every chance I've been on this radio station, every blog post that I put up at SI.com. and everywhere in between, Twitter, everywhere. I have from the start said, if you're going to do this and you're going to cave to pressure, and make no mistake about it, this is nothing more than caving to pressure. This is nothing more than finally some huge-ass company had the onions to tell Dan Snyder to go buzz off. And he couldn't allow that. And as it turned out, we found out it was FedEx, and then Nike joined the fray, and then Pepsi said they were kind of working with them, which was weird. And then the owners said they were getting out, and then Amazon joined, and you know the whole story. This is all about money. This is not about Dan Snyder being a nice guy. This is not about the Redskins organization suddenly being woke. This isn't about marketing honchos in that building going, Dan, you know, really, I mean, we really need to change the name. No, nobody there wants to change the name. Nobody there wants to go through this. Nobody there wants to deal with this. You think Ron Rivera wanted to deal with this on his quote-unquote vacation? You think that? Not a chance. You think Ron Rivera wants to deal with this every day in training camp? I wrote the other day, he'd rather watch me eat a four-day-old wilted tuna fish sandwich in 110-degree sunshine and no shade. He'd rather watch me do that than deal with this for any more than the absolute bare minimum at the start of training camp. And I mean 1-2 days, whatever it might be. Get it over with. Get it done. Goodbye. End. Enough. This is so time-consuming and so stressful and so exhausting mentally, physically, emotionally, in every way. Ron Rivera wants nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. So that brings us to our first question of the afternoon. When I lay it out like that, you think, geez, Ron Rivera, he's the president, he's the vice president, he's the general manager, he's the assistant general manager, and he's the head coach of the Washington Redskins. He took on a job, which I'm sure he thought about it, but maybe he did not really think about it or fully think about it or think that he would have to deal with it then and now. But it is what it is. He took on a job assuming all of those roles. And just like any other normal human being, he didn't want to have to deal with it every day for the rest of his life. He wants to make a decision, and he wants to get past it, and he wants to move on. Bygones be bygones, the future be the future. So I ask you at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, with every bit of evidence suggesting that Ron Rivera wants to get this done, maybe by the start of training camp, which is now less than 3 weeks away, and ideally and probably by the start of the regular season, which is 2 months and 2 days away, will you be upset or will you be relieved if they actually change the name or the logo before training camp or as training camp is starting or before the regular season or as the regular season is starting? See where I'm getting at? Will you be upset or will you be relieved? And that question is open-ended for a lot of reasons. I'll explain the upset part. I think the relieved part is pretty self-explanatory. I'll explain the upset part next. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Will you be upset or relieved if they change the actual name and the logo before training camp really starts or before the regular season starts? Just getting rocking and rolling on a Saturday afternoon in the summertime right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back here on The Fan, just getting rock and rolling here on a Saturday afternoon. I am Chris Russell with you until 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll get out to your calls in just a sec. And we'll keep it rocking and rolling all afternoon long until 3 o'clock. JT the Vic back with us as well, and you at 800-636-1067. So again, here's the first question I wanted to ask. Will you be upset or will you be relieved if they change the actual name, the logo, before training camp or as training camp is starting, before the regular season starts or as the regular season starts? I think we can all understand what "will you be relieved" means, right? I mean, relieved could mean happy. It could mean, thank goodness we don't have to deal with this anymore. It could be, I'm so exhausted, I don't want to talk about this or hear about it or read about it. I don't care. Name the team, whatever you want to name the team. I don't care. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not buying it. I'm not supporting it. I am supporting it. I am buying it. Whatever they call it is whatever they call it. I root for the organization. I root because that's what's in my blood. Will you be upset can take on different meanings, right? I mean, some people are downright hostile and angry. Some people have said they will never support Dan Snyder, the organization, the players, which is ridiculous. Again, Ron Rivera, ever again. If you only like this football team and this football organization because of a name, that's on you, man. That's on you. Because if you've hung in there for the last 28 years of absolute futility and a complete cyclonic disaster and just embarrassment after embarrassment after embarrassment, and now you're out because they finally succumbed to pressure, because they finally changed the name, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I can't probably tell you what I'd like to tell you on the radio, okay? But I just don't get it. I don't understand it. So either, to me, this should not be the tipping point. I can't tell you how to operate in your life, but, like, if you have hung in there all of this time, and then this is it, you realize that he's not doing this, he meaning Dan, because he wants to, right? Because he feels it's the right thing. Because he feels like, hey, you know what? I want to make the suddenly woke media and the people that are offended by this, the Native American leaders that signed a letter and wrote a letter, make Fred Smith and FedEx happy and PepsiCo and Nike and Amazon and all these companies. You realize he does not care 1 ounce about those people, right? Never has, never will. He doesn't care one iota about any of those people. They're all beneath him in his view. Okay? So to me, to take it out on him and say, well, I'm upset, I'm divorcing the franchise because they finally changed the name or they are changed, I think that's a little absurd, if not a lot absurd. But here's what I mean also by that when I say, will you be upset? And this is what I've been just beating the drum on. I'm sorry. I know Ron Rivera is a really smart guy. I know a lot of the people that are making this decision, that are behind the scenes, that are influential in Dan's inner circle. I can just tell you that they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. I'm sorry. Some of them are. I'm not naming names. Some of them are. A lot of them aren't, okay? That's just the way it is. So I have very little faith that they're going to get this right and done and hit a home run with it and have it be a forever name and a forever logo and a forever shield and have it be right and correct and not an absolute dumpster fire. That's what I mean when I ask, will you be upset? Because I will be upset if they try to rush through this and try and get it all done by training camp or even the regular season, because I know it takes much longer than that to do it right and to do it correctly. And the reason why they would be doing it right now is not necessarily to cave to pressure. They've already caved. It's to get it off their back so that Ron doesn't have to deal with it and the players don't have to deal with it every day. And then on top of that, the bigger reason is so that Dan can make money, can start recouping some of the money that he's already going to lose and he's already lost over the years. That's the reason why they would be doing a rush job. Not because they feel it's the right thing, not because they have been doing this for years and years and years and planning and meticulously preparing. No. Everyone knows that they want nothing to do with this. And they can sit here and say how, you know, whatever their statement was and what. Come on, please, give me a break. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So that's what I mean. In addition to, you know, when I say, will you be upset? I mean, there are people that are just going to be flat out upset that they're changing the name, period. And that it's not even like, oh, one last year of the Redskins. You know, one last goodbye, one last hurrah. Because I don't think that's in the cards. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to the phones and start with line one. Joe is in Baltimore on the Fan. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm a big fan of your work. Just wanted to point that out. I like reading your SI articles. I like you and Ricky. Ricky Tails. I think he's a good guy.
I appreciate that. Ricky is a great guy. Old Ricky, as he likes to call himself. Absolutely. I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
I got one quick question. First off, I was listening to Chad Dukes the other day. Is this true you blame your divorce on Bruce Allen?
Joe, here's the deal, okay? As an aside, I made one innocuous comment one time that part of the reason why that happened in my life is, and it's happening again in terms of the workload, is when you cover this football team, you don't have a life. You don't have a chance to even have what normal people have, a day off, a couple of hours. It is just such a circus beyond what people even realize and know. So that it was just like a sarcastic, like, you know, Bruce Allen, just, you know, because he couldn't manage that franchise, because he couldn't manage the building, because he only made things worse, not better. In some ways, he made things better. I made that comment, but that's obviously not, you know, I guess the best way I could say that is that was a comment that was made more in sarcasm and jest as opposed to anything else.
Okay, great. So back to your point, your question, I'll be relieved when they change the name as long as they don't botch it and make it like the Washington, D.C. Velours or Washington, D.C. Presidents. I kind of like Red Wolves, but I want to ask you this. What's wrong with going with Warriors and putting a spear there? Romans use spears. Cavemen use spears. I just don't get how, like, it's so Native American for the spears. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you. So a couple of things. Number one, so there's, like, pending trademark applications for Warriors and all that. Dan had it, lost it. I think a legal analyst that I was reading this morning said there's 6 pending trademark applications for Washington Warriors, all that. That's number one. I want to be careful with what I say because I am far, 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 far from a trademark expert or a legal lawyer or anything like that. It seems like that is the name that has the most legal backing and the best chance of working out, right? The reason why I think it's a bad thing is if people say, well, you can't name it because of the Golden State, that has nothing to do with it. What I'm afraid of is the term warrior. It kind of references a group of people. It identifies with a people, a certain set of people, right? And what I'm afraid by is that eventually in this very, very, very politically correct and woke society, that if you choose a name, even something as strong and as proud as you think warriors is, you could be running into problems at some point. At some point. I don't know when, but at some point. Maybe it's 5 years from now. Maybe it's 20 years from now. I don't know. So that's one. Marquette University changed their name from Warriors to Golden Eagles. I don't know the exact reason. I've got to still do research on that. I've had it up on my computer for about 2 weeks now, and I've been just slammed, and I just have not been able to figure out the reason for it, the exact reason. But it had to be because they don't want to offend anybody. It had to be something related to that, right? And then on top of that, real quickly, the spear thing, no thanks at all in any way. Again, a spear, an arrow, you know, an Indian head, any feathers, anything along those lines that people could possibly be offended by, anything along those lines, you cannot do. You cannot come back and have this haunt you. And you cannot botch it, no matter what you think. And that's part of the problem. The people in Dan's inner circle and Dan himself have thought forever he's honoring people. He's paying tribute to people. And in some cases, people have taken it as such. But not everybody has, and many haven't. And that's the problem. If you think you're doing something, you can have the best intentions. But if you truly don't think about it, and if you truly don't study it, and if you truly don't use common sense fully and take your time, you may think you're doing something good when in reality you're doing something not so good. And that's exactly what happened here. Now, Dan didn't make the decision to be Redskins, but Dan has made the decision all along to keep the name Redskins, right? Because he thought he was paying homage. He thought he was honoring Native Americans, the Indian head mascot, all of that logo, whatever you want to call it. He thought he was paying homage. To some, he was. To some, he wasn't. And that's the problem. Don't give anybody any opportunity. Don't give anybody any wiggle room whatsoever. I'm even nervous about keeping Red as part of the new name. I.e. Red Hawks, Red Wolves, Red Storm, Red whatever. I'm even nervous about that. And you can think that I'm a willy-nilly, and you could think I'm soft, and you can think I'm politically correct and woke and all that crap. You can think whatever you want. You're dead wrong. Because I wouldn't change the name if it was my choice. I wouldn't change the name, but I'm not Dan Snyder, and I'm not backed into a corner where I'm losing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of support every year. Okay? But I wouldn't change the name if I was just making it just me. Okay? So don't think that I'm against you if you want to keep the name, or against Dan Snyder. It's not about that. It's if you're going to do this, and if you're going to cave and succumb to pressure, do it the right way. Do a clean break, period, under every circumstance and every condition. All right, I know I have to take a break. Sorry, JT, I'm a little bit late here. I apologize. We will get right back to your calls in just a flash. Don't go anywhere. We have no updates, very few commercials, so we are coming right to you. Walt, Ronald, Anthony, Chris, your guys are all next. We'll rifle through them right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're going to get right back to the calls here so we can move the line along and so I don't take too much of your time. Good to have you guys with us on a Saturday afternoon. We go to Philadelphia at 1 o'clock. Talk to my buddy Ed Kratz of Eagle Maven. He covers the Eagles for Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Lots going on there with DeSean Jackson. He's also got an all-NFC East preseason team on offense and defense. A couple of Redskins on there. We'll go through that. And as well, get you a little bird's-eye view of the Week 1 opponent for the Washington whatevers. The Washington fill-in-the-blanks. The Washington – how about the Washington Roosters? Some people have suggested that. And then have me as the general manager. Just teasing. Although I can help out Ron. There's no doubt that I've got to be better than some of those people that Dan is depending on. Because they're not very smart. I can just tell you that. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's get back to it. Line two, Walt in Alexandria on the fan. Walter, how are you?
Okay, just fine. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good, Walt. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. You know, I will be upset if nothing is done within the next 2-3 months because the die has already been cast. Dan Snyder just needs to get a professional naming team, and go ahead on and name the team and be about the business of professional football. And I think we'll all be appreciative of going on and playing the game and not being concerned about the name and not be concerned about this thing, that, the other. They just need to go ahead and make the move because we know the move is uncertain. It's certain. So thank you very much for the opportunity to just make my suggested on my complaint. Thank you.
I appreciate it as always, Walt. So Walt is actually going to be upset if they don't do it. If they don't change the name in 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is. Because he says the decision's already been made. And he's right. The decision's already been made. There's no walking back at this point. No chance. We've always said there's zero chance that Dan would sell the team or would change the team's name. But there was also that big caveat, unless he lost a huge corporate sponsor, which he did, or at least the threat was made from FedEx, and then everyone joined the fray. So Walt is saying he'd be upset if they don't do it, just get it over with. See, I think that's where they're leaning. They do not want to deal with this. They do not want the grand piano on their back. Again, there are so many logistical issues here, so many things from trademarks and logo and design and apparel and signage, just so many things that have to be taken into account. I just don't know how they get it done in 2 months, never mind 2 weeks. And that's as simplistic as I can make it. And get it done right. And get it done forever. And hit a home run. Make everyone or as many people happy. And also don't offend anybody. And also have it appeal to a bunch of 22-year-old yuppies who are going to buy your gear and apparel. And who are going to fill your stadium, hopefully, for years to come. See, what you can't do is worry about what the 55-year-old Redskins fan thinks, unfortunately. Can't worry about that because they're either going to be, you know, dead at some point soon, or they're not going to go to games and they're not going to buy gear forever. And maybe that sounds callous. I'm sure it is. But you can't worry about that. Right? They're dug in. They feel one way or the other. And that's it. But they're not going to help you grow your business. You know who's going to help you grow your business? Kids and 20-something-year-old people now. That's who is going to help you grow your business. That's who you have to make happy. Let's go to line four, Anthony in D.C. on the Fan. Anthony, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, sir? I love your show. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So about the name change, personally, I do like the Warriors because Warriors is not really tied to anything. That could be anybody, African Warrior, Roman Warrior, and Native American Warrior. And I feel like they will make a name change this year, but it shouldn't take effect until next year because, like you said, the trademarks, logistical issues, can't do that in 2 months. That, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can't even do that in a year. So
what you're saying, just so I'm clear, is you would announce the name change to whatever it is, but not implement it right away? Is that what you're saying? Or you would announce that you're going to change the name, but not announce the new name?
No, I would announce the name.
Okay.
And just say it'll be implemented next season. Because like you said, it's the issues that you can't just do that in 2 weeks and then that's impossible. You know what I mean?
You know, I didn't think of what you're kind of suggesting, which is, again, not only make the announcement, but then actually reveal the new name, but then hold off. I've always been of the thought they should announce that they're going to change the name officially because it's been widely suspected that they're going to, right, and thought, but they haven't said that. So I thought they should go about it that way. But your way would be like, hey, we're going to be the Washington Warriors on January, let's just call it, just to be safe in case, God forbid, they step in poop and come out smelling, you know, good. Let's just say, you know, they made it to the Super Bowl somehow, right? The Super Bowl is played on, we think right now it's played the first week of February. On February 15th, this way the season is definitively over. At least we think it'll be definitively over because of COVID. On February 15th, 2021, we are going to be known as the Washington Warriors. I could see where you're coming from. This way it satiates people that think maybe you're holding off and buying time and not going to do it, but you don't actually do it, and it gives you time to work on all the other things. Now, the problem is, in doing it your way, you're still deciding on a name. And if you're publicly announcing a name and then you run into stumbling blocks and potholes along the way, then you're kind of screwing yourself because you rush to get out a new name. That's the problem.
Okay.
See where I'm going?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's a complicated...
No, you're right. It's a complicated issue. Yeah.
It is. And that's the problem. This is why if Dan had really smart people around him, they would have been working on this for a long, long time, whether it be privately, whether it be honestly and upfront. Hey, what do we do if the roof caves in? What do we do if suddenly a major, and maybe they have, but I very, very, very highly doubt that. And there's certainly no indication that, you know, the NFL, the Redskins, Dan Snyder, his merry bunch of men have been working on this for years and are prepared for every storm and every issue and every, pothole that they're going to. They never, ever thought that they were going to be forced into this situation, especially because of a stupid poll that revealed 9 out of 10 weren't offended, which was the most absurd poll I've ever seen. And then on top of that, the Supreme Court trademark ruling, they never thought they were going to have to deal with this. They never took the time to contemplate, hey, what happens if the world radically changes? What happens if something happens that forces our hand? I don't think they ever took the time to think about it. Anthony, I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. JT, do we have to take a break or can we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Let's do one more. Line 5, Chris in Alexandria on the Fan. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
love
Chris.
You, Rooster Man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, love you, too. And I love your name, too. You know, I mean, it's a really good name. Whoever decided to give you that name is a really, really, really smart person or smart people.
Maybe. But look, check this out, Chris. I'm not a Redskins fan, but I don't think, you know, this bending, you know, I think they should resist it truly, truly. So what's going on in our country right now, and I do equate the Redskins name change to taking down statues and monuments and all that stuff, is the same spirit, same vein. It needs to be resisted. I wouldn't give an inch to the leftist mob because you can't give an inch, honestly, to people you know want the whole mile. These people are not going to stop at just the name Redskin. And pardon the pun, they want more than that scalp. They want the whole enterprise. And you watch, you mark my word, you bend to them. In a couple years, it'll be something else. Doesn't matter what name you give them. Doesn't matter. They're going after the whole thing, just like they're going after unraveling this country. It needs to be resisted. And if I were a billionaire, I wouldn't be pushed around. I'm a billionaire. Okay, I lose some money. So what? But maybe corporations can put social pressure on regular people and push them around. But if I were a billionaire, I would resist that all the way. I tell Nike, beat it. I tell FedEx, beat it. You know, because there are other people ready to line up to take that business. So I just wouldn't bend. I wouldn't bend at all, and I wouldn't bend on any of this stuff.
You know, it's a really interesting point. It's an interesting point, Chris, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree with you, and I'm sure a lot of people disagree with you. I don't know about giving an inch and get, you know, them taking the whole thing and all that. I think I can answer it like this. It's why it's so important to do this slowly and correctly and to not be able to give them an inch or more inches to take and to rip away, quite honestly, in the future, number one. Number two, what I've always wondered, and again, I'm just not smart enough, and because we're not privy to these contracts and because I'm not a lawyer, is all of these contracts that the NFL and the Redskins have, they didn't build it with any protection so that these companies couldn't do this? You know, like FedEx. Now, again, FedEx hasn't done anything legal. They've just made a threat. But Nike, a league partner, just can pull gear off the merchant? What? Places that I assume they have to request permission, right, to sell licensed apparel, whether it be through the NFL or whether it be through the Redskins. You can't just open up a store tomorrow on the corner somewhere and just start selling licensed Redskins gear. You can't do that. You have to get permission, right? So somebody gave them permission, and they can just stop selling all the merchandise? That's the weird part to me, is that there's no protection, if you will. And now the Redskins are in this position where because these teams, because these companies can unilaterally just make these decisions where, again, they're going to have no choice but to cave and give in to pressure. Now, maybe that's naive of me to say that, but that's the reality. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're not doing this because they suddenly woke up and said, hey, you know what? We've been offending a lot of people. They're just, they don't look at it that way. They never have and they never will. Whether that's right or wrong, it's inconsequential at this point. The bottom line is they've never looked at it that way. All right, more of your calls coming straight up, plus Ed Kratz from Eagle Maven SI after 1 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we're finishing up this hour, 106.7 The Fan. Good to have you with us here on a Saturday afternoon. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Get right back to your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Again, we'll talk to Ed Kratz of Eagle Maven coming up at 1 o'clock on DeSean Jackson, on his all-NFC East offensive and defensive teams for the preseason, if we have a training camp and if we have a season and all of that. We'll get into some other topics along the way. We're with you until 3 o'clock. You can join in at 800-636-1067. I appreciate everybody who has called in so far. I'm back with you again tomorrow morning, 9 to noon. So we'll have a whole fresh bunch of topics for that particular show and a new guest or two, hopefully. We'll try and see what we can line up between now and then. We're going to get into some other issues again after Ed joins us, and we'll kind of reset on the Redskins name debate, including should we be using, still on this station and on any media outlet right now, should we still be using the name Redskins? And there's a reason why I'm prefacing it like that and saying it like that and asking like that, but start to get your thinking caps on. Start to get your thinking caps on. We'll discuss probably after 1:30 or so right here on the Fan. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Ray is in Tyson's Corner on line one, Vic. Let's dial up Ray here before the top of the hour. Hello, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Kind of nervous, but let me just get it out.
That's okay.
I totally agree with that fellow Chris that just called. His whole point of view. And my suggestion for the name change to honor the new fans that have moved in from up north or wherever they came from, I got the Swamp. That's the name, the Swamp. Or the Swamp Hogs.
Oh, you called. I think you called in on Chris's show. I think I heard this a similar call. Maybe it wasn't you. I don't know. The Swamp or the Swamp Hogs. Okay.
I did call on Chris's show. He didn't like it, but when I called it in on Chad's show, both him and his producers liked it. Your producer didn't like it. How about this? The Flaming Flamingos.
Here's the thing, Ray. Here's the thing, Ray. Slow down. Hang on. Vic doesn't like anything. He doesn't like having to work. He doesn't like having to work for me. He'd rather work for, you know, he'd rather work for Reese Waters or AWOD rather. No, I'm only teasing. So here's the thing. About Swamp and Swamp Hogs and all. I know there's been this whole, you know, connection to the Hogs and the Hoggettes and the franchises past. And I do see that, and I get that, and I understand that. Again, what I also see is, does that name resonate with the 22-year-old, the 25-year-old? And that's the group that it has to resonate with. The more and more I think about this, again, they're trying to connect the past. They're trying to honor, maybe, or you're trying to think about. Now, I know you're putting a different spin on it and say the Swamp Hogs or whatever.
Yeah, because DC is built on a swamp, but it's also another way for Dan Snyder to put his finger in their face and say, okay, it's the Swamp Hogs because of the swamp, as in drain the swamp.
But you understand what I'm saying. Anything with hogs is like a connection to the old,
okay,
right?
How about the swamp monsters, the swamp creatures?
I mean, being a little silly. Now we're being a little silly.
How about just the swamp? How about just, what's silly about it? How about just the
wait,
swamp?
You just want the Washington Swamp?
The Swamp, yep.
We were okay when we were discussing.
I want the Swamp Hogs, but the Swamp sounds good to me. I'll be honest, it sounds better than all the Little League names I've been hearing, the Red Tails, the Wolves, all that's all Little League stuff. We need something original.
Well, why is that Little League compared to Swamp and Swamp Hogs?
Those are Little League names. They sound like Little League or at best college names to me. It's not worthy of the Washington franchise.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've heard very few names that I can get on board with.
All right. But Swamp Hogs is it, right?
Swamp Hogs is for me, yep.
I'll tell you what.
But Chris, I got to tell you something. It's all a moot point because I've watched every game since 74. It's a moot point.
Appreciate the phone call, Ray. That has nothing to do with this. It's a completely separate issue. I mean, if your point is you're not going to watch football because they have a white and a black national anthem, well, again, America free choice. My understanding is that's only for week one, unless I miss something. And even if it was every week, it makes absolutely no impact. For those of you that don't like it, it should have absolutely no impact on your enjoyment. And for those of you that are just, you know, like normal, whatever, like, okay, if it's something we can do to honor people and make people happy, then, you know, okay, we can do that. Playing a song. Now, changing a football franchise's name that has been that way for 90 years is a much more complicated issue. All right, we will get back to the calls and different topics and different questions coming up later on in the 1 o'clock hour. We're with you until 3. Coming up next, we go into DeSean Jackson's wild week. Whew. And all NFC East preseason offense and defensive teams. My buddy Ed Kratz of Eagle Maven joins us next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.